B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five, we'll always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, first of all, looks like Tyrone was right. Gold Child, he did go to Nepal. But there's also a line in the movie where he says, Tibet, it's freezing in Tibet, right?
Yeah.
But he went to Nepal?
He did go to Nepal.
All right, we settled that. Sound off, 610-771-9705. That's the line, and I'm sure you used it last night when you all hopped up as the Sixers closed out the series. Let's see what we got.
I've never seen anything like this in my life. The coach might as well just throw a white towel in. It's just like 11 straight. They just don't want to be there. And they're going to lose by 22 tonight.
Yeah, I guess the 22, it wasn't as close. Like, I wanted to see them just... They were up by 37 at one point, right? I wanted to see that final score.
Day three of the event. McNabb, I hate you. I denounce you. I have denounced Chunky Campbell Soup. Every time you play a game in Florida, you throw up. What kind of all-time great Eagle quarterback are you? Huh? I'm going to let Bobby Orange kiss my sister.
Come on, man. Lay off Don. All right? He made a mistake. He's Don. He still is an important athlete here. Now I'm starting to stick up for the guy. For all of this hate. I don't hate the guy, but, you know, he is what he is. Don't react to him.
After listening to tonight's Phillies game, it's very apparent J-Roll should be in the booth.
That was the guy I called earlier. They said J-Roll should replace Don Crutch. Yeah, it sounded like him.
Oh, no.
To the two stoonods that wear nothing but Armani suits in the Phillies front office, how do you ignore the fact that this team needed one or two starting pitchers, definitely a closer, and maybe a setup man? The bats always go cold, and there is no Cole Hamels to bail us out.
They believed in their guys, Dave. What can I tell you? They had faith in their 3-4-5. Matt Klentak told me in the booth directly, one of them's going to have a breakout year. So far, that's not going the way he planned. But I could have told him that a couple years ago. But nobody listens to me, Tyler. You know why? Because I'm just a schmo from Nepal.
Ben will play well against Toronto. It might go 7, probably 6. Our coach will be exposed again. We'll see how next year goes.
Oh, man, this is tough timing to rip Brett now. Come on, brother. They just smoked this team in 5 games. You got to give up a little bit. Save that call for if they do lose to Toronto.
The Phillies stink, and Bryce Harper is overrated. Good luck signing those checks for the next 13 years.
You can tell he's overrated just in the short time they played. He's overrated. Come on. Relax. Don't be like the typical Philly fan who reacts too quickly. They'll be fine. They're a good hitting team.
The stupid things that come out of Donovan McNabb's mouth should be enough reason for you to remove him from the opening of Sound Off. It's, hey, I'm not relevant anymore, so let me make myself relevant by saying something incredibly stupid.
Well, what he said wasn't incredibly stupid. Now, he's trying to make himself relevant, but what he said wasn't stupid. If we go for the next couple years and this quarterback doesn't succeed, then you get past the second round, we're going to say the same things. We're going to question him. All right, close down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking
at? Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.